As Governor Andrew Cuomo announced in his budget address, $2.5 million has been allocated to analyze the Route 11 corridor in the North Country. But as David Summerstein reports, state transportation officials say they have not yet determined what kind of highway study they're going to do.
When Governor Cuomo mentioned Route 98, a.k.a. the rooftop highway, a.k.a. an interstate between Watertown and Plattsburgh, in his budget speech, he acknowledged a range of opinions on the decades-old idea.
This is a roadway that the North Country has talked about for a long time. Different people have different opinions as to whether or not it will work. Let's spend the money, let's do the study, and let's find out if it works.
State Department of Transportation spokesman Bo Duffy says there is $2.5 million for a North Country transportation study. But it's not necessarily about an interstate or about a Canton-Potsdam bypass, as Cuomo's State of the State briefing had indicated.
It's hard to speculate because we haven't worked out the scope yet.
That will happen in the coming weeks. Duffy says the study will piggyback on what he calls forward momentum in the North Country's economy.
Transportation infrastructure is vital because that's how goods get to market. That's how people get to work. So with the positive economic momentum that's happening, now makes a good time to look at what can we do from a transportation standpoint to help further that momentum.
Just the mention of the highway study in Cuomo's speeches is a major political coup for the North Country's leaders. All of the region's top politicians support construction of an interstate from Watertown to Plattsburgh, and that's estimated to cost $6 billion. For WRVO, I'm David Summerstein in Canton.